You know, during the news, before the local news, Kat came in and fessed up that probably was her alma mater.
It was. Yeah. That was my Sheffield. The other one's Sheffield Hallam. Yeah, Scott was right.
See?
And he was right.
And she just walked right into it, just like a bear trap. Yeah,
oh,
so. But that's okay.
Right.
You know, that's... We don't agree with all the studies that they have at A&M, so it's all right. It's okay.
Well.
At least the two schools y'all went to do studies. I've never read anything about the school I went to.
All I have to say is 37 Christmas balls. It's a travesty.
Yeah, it could be better. So, a New Jersey teen has started a petition asking toy company Hasbro to make its Easy Bake Oven more boy-friendly after her brother asked for one for Christmas. 13-year-old McKenna Pope started a Change.org petition over her 4-year-old brother's love of cooking. She said, "My little brother has always loved cooking. Being in the kitchen is his favorite out-of-school activity, and he yearns for the opportunity to cook on his own. But the toy oven has long been marketed to girls and made it gender-specific colors like pink and purple. Boys' petition calls for Hasbro to drop the all-girl advertising so boys like her brother feel comfortable about asking for the toy." Which is cool, but... You know, we have a worse thing that puts the Easy Bake Oven in peril, and that is, you know, are they going to get rid of incandescent lights?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, if they do, you know, those LEDs won't cook them. And those little, those little curlicue bowls won't cook brownies, you know?
Who needs an Easy Bake Oven when you can have a toaster oven?
Well, but the thing is that a child wants to be able to do that independently. I think that's probably part of what it is. They want to mimic what their mom, or in this case, dad, is doing in the kitchen.
Well, in that
by
case,
baking.
Dad needs a can of Krylon. That's an easy fix.
Yeah, that's right. Just
paint it.
Paint it whatever dang color you want it
exactly.
to be. Hello.
You know, my son had a Queasy Bake Oven.
Oh.
And it came with recipes for making things that were molded and shaped like bugs.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I
didn't know
that.
Such a thing existed. That's kind of fun. All right. Well, maybe that's still out there. Queasy Bake.
I'm telling you, a can of Krylon, I can fix anything with that.
When I was 7, I was cooking things on a barbecue grill in the backyard.
It's not a barbecue grill.
Well, whatever. Okay. Something I caught on fire and burned some.
You don't, you know,
marshmallows.
Again,
here we go down this
road.
Yeah,
really. I saw that the other day. Oh no, it's actually a toy at a local toyatorium that we had. That it says barbecue grill, barbecue your own hamburgers.
You don't barbecue hamburgers.
No. But again, this is made by some bunch of Yankees up in the Northeast. They don't know anything.
There's a difference between grilling and queuing.
That's right.
Well.
So anyhow, so we were talking a little while ago about how U.S. America is looking at having kids go to school more. Parents who would like to see homework go away, it could happen one day depending on how a proposed homework ban goes in France. France, the French government, has proposed doing away with homework in elementary and junior high school. France's president argues that homework penalizes children with difficult home situations. Excuse me, is that the only difficult home situation a child has is homework? Because I'm thinking that's not the case, all right? Not all parents agree, as you can imagine. You know, I look back at that sentence and it says, France's president argues that homework penalizes children with difficult home situations. Do they mean actually in difficult home situations? See what I'm saying?
There's yes. Yeah. No, I'm sure that's what they mean.
I would hope so. But anyway, not all parents agree. Said one parent, it's not a good idea at all because even at a young age, having individual work at home helps build maturity and responsibility. Well, okay, then why don't you go ahead and get a workbook or something. You can do that, and your child can do homework at home. I mean, it can be done. Just because the school doesn't send it. Boy, that'd make me popular with the kids. Yeah. Just because the school doesn't send homework home doesn't mean you shouldn't have some sort of homework opportunity.
This
for
is kind of a big deal, though, too, because I would think that the French, I mean, I'm not an expert, but the French educational system is much more serious in certain ways. Like, I have a friend who went through the French schooling system, and I've had French teachers, and it's just a lot more aggressive of a schooling system. Or, you know, you make a grade, and they yell your grade out in front of the whole class.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I will tell you that I was astonished my daughter's in first grade. The amount of homework we have is remarkable.
Does it make you wonder what they're doing at school?
No, it's just, I mean, all told, with the reading that we do together and everything, it's probably over the course of a week, a couple hours.
Yeah. Well,
which I know isn't a ton, but in first grade.
But still, hello.
Yeah, but all of the French military army tanks have five gears and they're all in reverse.
You're right. That's exactly right. Because, again, if you'll type in, just Google French military victories, okay? Do that for me, Kat. Would you go to Google and just type in?
No, thank you. I'm too lazy.
No, I want you to do that. I want you to type in French military victories and see what it comes up with.
I have a feeling I know what it's going to come up with.
What do you think it would be?
I think it's going to say there are none, because I'm pretty sure we've told this joke before.
It says not a joke.
Here, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, it says, did you mean? Yeah, French military victories. Yeah, yeah.
The sound effects are nice, though.
I do.
That.
That's it. Okay. Sounds almost like somebody's typing.
Showing results for French military victories.
Yeah. Does it say, did you mean?
No.
It doesn't.
It just says results for French military victories. It's like Google search results, French military victories, militaryfactory.com, the complete military history of France. Funny computer tricks, French military victories?
There we go. Yeah, that's it.
Well,
yeah,
but it doesn't tell me what it
did. Oh, they've dumped that. They have. It doesn't say that anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't pull it up, but it used to say, did you mean?
I guess the French Chamber of Commerce got on it. Hey, while we're talking about that, Iran has unveiled a new submarine which is painted fluorescent turquoise blue.
To match the sea?
That's what they think. Is they think because you can't see it like that, you can't see it. I guess they don't know about that radar thing.
Sonar.
Yeah, any of that stuff. Sonar, that's right, sonar. That sonar is something new to them. Nobody's told them about that.
They take the screen door off, too?
Yeah, really.
Maybe it just was an aesthetic choice.
Yeah.